views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to thrive? It is time to take action. Hello, everyone. This is Jen, and you are listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. What is the result of thriving? Body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Tune in to hear about these elements and the scientifically and spiritually proven action steps to stand in confidence, love from within, be unstoppable in fulfilling your dreams, and create synchronicity so you can flow toward abundance and love. Hear real stories that will inspire you to take action today and be a catalyst for positive change in this world through creating your own Thrive life. Let's do this. Feel empowered and ignite your soul with Thrive by Jen Radio starting now.
Hey, good morning. Happy Monday, everybody. I am super excited to be here with my good friend, Dennis Steve. You remember Dennis from, I guess, about a month ago. We had done a show together about being a caregiver to those that we love. And I had gotten a huge response and lots of questions and lots of conversations about it. So I felt that it was important. I wanted to bring Dennis back on because clearly this was a topic that was important to so many people. And what I love about today that we're going to talk about, more about the recipient of care. So the recipient, which you call the ROC.
Correct.
Good morning. So we're going to talk a little bit. We're going to talk more about the recipient of care. And just so many, you know, Dennis and I had touched base last week just about the show. And there were so many, I just love it because there were so many heart moments that we talked about. So I can't wait. I just want to dive in and kick it off with us. So I'm so happy that you're back with me to talk about what really is, you know, it's just about, right? This is about love, human beings, right? We're here to serve each other. We're here to support each other, to be, you know, this just isn't about, this is your mom, I know, but this is about doing life. This is about, right? Things happen in life and this is part of it.
Exactly. Good morning. It's good morning where I am, where I'm at. And it is about the human condition and how we choose to apply our lives to it in any given situation. And right now, this situation, my mom is in a skilled care facility, but I am her primary contact regarding caregiving. So when we talked last time, I kind of talked about the role and the focus of the caregiver. And we talked this time, it's going to be about what I call the recipient of care. I like to call them the rock to make it simple, because my mom, at least in my experience, was my rock growing up, and she still is. When we talked last time, I talked about her almost being 96. Well, now she is 96.
So, and she is, I know you share, I haven't had the pleasure of meeting her, but just through videos, and she's a firefighter. She is.
She still has a lot of spirit. Yeah, yes, sir.
She's amazing. So let's kick it off. Cause you and I, when we were talking, you had mentioned that you have universal principles that you can, that can aid anyone in this circumstance. So can you share with us a little bit what those are?
Sure. Let's go right into that. My specific situation is I'm caring for my elderly mom. In our, what I looked at in her situation is what do they need? Okay. Mm-hmm. And I wrote those out. And in my situation, I have a lot of help from family members. But she needs to be someplace safe. She needs to have, she needs to be stimulated. She needs to have medical care. She needs to have physical therapy. She needs to be in an environment that is conducive to her condition, whatever that may be. She's been in there almost 5 years now. So her condition has changed. But I wrote out some specifics, and I look back to them all the time to make sure as life happens, mm-hmm. as she gets older, as her capacity diminishes, as she gets more forgetful, are we still meeting those lists mm-hmm. of needs? And for example, this happened just last night. She needs assistance with one person. For whatever reason, last night she chose to leave where she was eating and was walking out in the hall by herself when my sister and nephew came to visit her. Mm-hmm. She's never done that before. I don't know why she's done that before, but we're going to get that corrected. Whether her mind has changed, whether she got frustrated because she didn't want to wait, I don't know, but new protocols are going to be put in place so that doesn't happen again. Because if she falls, then her life will really change. So there was a specific example from last night. She needs to be safe. So how that looked 3 years ago now is much different than how it looks today. So whatever that list is for you, think about it, write it out, and then refer to it as need be.
How would you though go about that list then? It's like, what did you do? You consulted professionals, but you also consulted mom,
yes. Because I also asked her, mom, what do you want?
Okay.
So those are two separate lists, and then you want to marry them together. Okay. Well, my mom wants to stay at home. Well, she can no longer do that. But okay, she wants her youngest daughter who has Down syndrome, which she can no longer care for her, to come and visit like 2 times a week. She wants to go to church. Okay. So she wants to go to music. So what are the activities? What are the things that you want, mom?
Okay. And
so you take that list of what she needs and then the list of what she wants. And then you put those two together.
Okay.
So in a little bit, we'll talk about what she wants and how you accomplish those needs and in the methods in which you do those, because as time goes on, the ability, those wants are still there, but the deliveries of those wants have to change.
Well, you make such an important point, and maybe let's just bring that up now, because just a little bit of a real life example, when you're sharing this with me now, I remember when we were the caregivers for my grandmother and that she said exactly what your mom just said. I want to be home. And we didn't have that list. I got to be honest with you. And we kept her home and it was not the right place. It wasn't. Mm-hmm. And then it was a huge heart battle and a struggle to then make that decision to move her from home. So talk about that. Talk about how important, how this is, we have to remember that, and you've done such a good job at this, that you are absolutely putting her first. And when you're making those tough decisions, that's still putting her first.
Right, right. It's all about that level of independence, okay? My mom still has independence, although she's no longer in her own home. It's transferring that and looking at what independence means now based on her mental, physical, and emotional state. She lives in a nursing home. Her room is like her bedroom. The rest of the place is like her living room, her entertainment center, her church, and her dining room. So based on her conditions, how can we still give her the level of independence that matches her current scenario? Does that make sense?
Totally. And did you have to, as time goes on, do you remind mom of the list is it a conversation piece where, mom, you're safe. I know you'd love to be home, but you're mm-hmm. safe. We're the stimulation, and you talk about what is happening right. to stimulate her. So is that something that we should do with our rocks?
Right. It's done on a quarterly basis. My mom has a care conference. So we meet with the medical professional, physical therapist, nutritionist, her case manager, and we look at that from the standpoint of the facility, that gives us a nice guideline. But I also have those conversations with mom. She used to want to play bingo. They play bingo two or three times a week. She no longer does. Okay. She no longer has that desire. My mom still does everything at the nursing home. She doesn't go to bingo and she doesn't go to Bible study. Otherwise, every activity she still wants. It's so much about choice and making sure her right of decision and her right of choice is still there for her based on her level and her capability.
So I know we're going to cover a lot on right of choice and right of decision, but you mentioned, so when you say perspective of rock, and we talked about this the other day, when you say perspective of the rock and what do they want, what do they need? So again, this list is constantly being updated. It's a living, honest here is that I make a list of wants and needs, and then, you know, whatever, a year later, I go back to my list and I'm like, oh, I never picked up my list again.
Sure. It's like imagine like a rose bush that needs to be trimmed and pruned and things like that, watered, fertilized, whatever that may be. It's living, growing, and it changes. So it's an ongoing process. It's not a one and done. It's an ongoing process.
Now, I think I love, let's begin up before we take break. I want to get into it. Let's talk a little bit about right of choice and right of decision, because it's such an important, this is an important piece, not only for our caregivers, but for our recipients, for us. But define for me right of choice and right of decision, and give me a couple of examples.
Okay. Being able to make a decision that's going to meet your, whether it's your physical, emotional, spiritual needs, having that ability to make that choice. And it can be as simple as, my mom wears her shoes in the house all the time, okay? When she used to go someplace, she'd put on shoes. When she left, when she'd come home, she had her indoor shoes. Okay, every day she wears her shoes in the nursing home. That's her decision. We all know that. Some point in time, her mind isn't going to be where she's maybe going to be able to say that or remember that, but it's something that everybody knows that that's what she wants. Because a lot of times, right of choice gets eliminated or taken away from us, and it's very devastating. It's people can, or in my experience, because growing up, I didn't have a right of choice, and it took a long time to realize that and how that impacted me.
And it's so huge. We're going to take a quick short break, and when we come back, we're going to definitely continue the conversation with right of choice and right of decision. So please join us after this quick break. This is Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuoS.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy Al, on the Tracy Al Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Hey, welcome back. This is Thrive By Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm with my great friend, Dennis Seeb, and we are talking about caregiving, right? We're being a caregiver, but today it's about the recipient of care, which Dennis has given an awesome name, named Rack. And where we left off, we were talking about right of choice and right of decision, which I want to hear more about that, Dennis, and share with me, really, This is, it's when I was thinking about this just on our break, this is about losing independence.
Exactly. Yeah. So my mom went from living in her home. She went to the emergency room. She never came back to her apartment. And then she moved into to skilled care. And in that situation, it would be very easy to like just try to take over all decision making, all choices, and decide that mom can no longer make those. And maybe in that crisis situation, that may be exactly the case,
yeah.
But it's after that. And mom, this is just mom's next stage in life. Some of us, maybe when we graduate high school, we made a decision to move on, to go off to college or move away to live on our own. Imagine all those changes that took place. This is what took place for my mom. And she still has a sharp mind. She still wants to make choices. She still wants to make decisions. And giving her that opportunity and that ability to maintain the level of independence that she's capable of maintaining. There's the difference. This is mom's next stage in life. Mom's life is not over. This is her next stage.
And you had to check that. Do you as for the recipient of care, do you say to the people listening, you got to check this every couple of years? You have to see what's going on for as far as her level of independence, and are you giving it to her?
Right. Well, I think it's more often than that. I mean, it can be based on the quarterly care conference. It can be based on what you see, based on how often you're visiting that person. If all of a sudden her level of interest changes, or maybe her appetite changes, or whatever that may be, it's fluid and it's dynamic, and it can change almost overnight. You just don't know. For my mom, it's been like a steady but slow decline in her level of independence, her all of those types of things.
Yeah.
Somebody else's experience might be totally different. And where my mom is today, it may change drastically in the next 90 days. So it's on my radar, but it isn't like on the top of my mind.
I love that. Because it's just so, I think we even forget about that even as our parents or loved ones age, and maybe even if we're not the primary caregiver, right? I mean, we kind of, I can remember like, you know, busting into my grandparents' house and telling them how things should be done, right? We know better. And so it's just kind of, I think that you bring up such an important point that you're also honoring her, you know, because now as a caregiver, and I know we're talking about the recipient, but as a caregiver, you're responsible for so much more than just care. This is about her care, but it's also about her as a human being and holding on to what she loves, what she wants to do, right? Her perspective.
Exactly.
All those things. And do you think that, you know, we talked a lot about compassion the other day, and I want you to go more into that, but I kind of feel that, you know, you've demonstrated to me through our conversations how much compassion you have developed, because you're taking a back seat to her. So you're asking her, you're keeping her at the forefront. She's part of the conversation. And I don't know if we always do that with our rocks.
Right. Because as much as I, as involved that I am with this, this is not about me. This is about my mom. It's about her experience. It's about fulfilling her needs. It's about serving her, not becoming servitude, but serving her in that capacity. And my experience, my understanding with compassion, it's like a muscle that you grow, just like going to the gym. And for example, I'm 57. I can do one arm pushups. Okay. I didn't just decide. I decided one day I wanted to do that. And then I put together a training plan to accomplish that. Now I can do that.
Yeah.
And that's the same thing with compassion. It's wherever you are right now. And it's real easy to measure it based on how you react and respond to certain circumstances. And then with that awareness, you can allow it to grow. You want to hear a real specific example?
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure.
So my younger sister has Down syndrome. She lived with my mom her whole life. The plan was that one of my siblings was going to take care of Shannon when mom no longer could. Mm-hmm. That didn't work out. Certain circumstances happened that wasn't the best choice. I also became my sister's legal guardian when my mom moved into the nursing home. So for a period of about 90 days, my sister lived with different siblings until we worked with agencies to find Shannon 24-hour day, 7-day a week supported care. Shannon has a great life now. She has an apartment. She has her own roommate. She has a job. I think she has a better social life than I do. But I, as her legal guardian, with input from my siblings, we decided that was the best choice for Shannon. Well, the time came for me to tell my mother that. And so what I ended up doing is showing my mom some pictures of Shannon. And she noticed the bedspread was the same that my mom had on her bed. And she said, "This isn't my room." And then I explained to mom what we had done. And my mom looked at me straight in the eye and said, "I would have rather died than knowing you had made this decision for Shannon." And in that space, I just sat back. I didn't say anything. I just allowed it to be. See, mom had 100% right to feel how she wanted to feel. It wasn't for me to negate it. It wasn't for me to defend my position because I was comfortable with my position. It was up to mom to process it in the way that she wanted to. So that's probably, in my experience, the most compassion that I've ever like felt, just allowed that space or grace. And so we finished the conversation, mom asked some questions, and then I left. And then I came back to see mom over a course of a couple of weeks. And probably about 3 weeks later, mom said to me that, she said, "I realize asking one of my daughters to take care of Shannon was not right, and that this was the best choice for Shannon.
Awesome. What you did was amazing, because in that moment you could have gotten defensive.
Correct.
Right. And
correct.
then it just doesn't, and let's take that a little bit further for our listeners, because I think it's so real life, right? You could, here you are, you're probably stressed that you're in this situation, right? Because it's last moment, it's chaotic, right? You called it crisis mode, which is totally true. You're right, we go into crisis mode when something happens. You make the best decisions that you can at that time. And for you, you took into account all sorts of information and perspectives for your sister and also for your other siblings and for your mom. So let's talk a little bit about, because I can feel like from our listeners' perspective that sometimes you're just tired, sometimes you're just, you just want to say, look what I've done. Look, she's in a great place. Look what I've done. But you could take that moment and step back and really let your mom have that sadness.
Yes. Even though, as your people are listening to me talk today, there are times where I want whatever hair I have left, okay, I want to pull out, okay? I do get to my wit's end. I say, why am I doing this? It's somebody else's turn. This is not for me. So I have figured out how to change my state, and I'll go and do something to serve myself, which we talked about before. And then I think about, okay, this is not about me. This has nothing to do with me. This is about caring for my mom, allowing her to feel how she wants to feel, to think how she wants to think. And it's just, these are the circumstances I'm going to allow for, just be the vessel, allow for something greater than me to take over. Because my willpower is not enough. If you think you can willpower, my experience, if you think you can willpower yourself through this, good luck, because it's not going to happen. This has nothing to do with willpower. This has to do with everything to surrendering to something way greater than who you are, and way greater than who I am. I've been given this opportunity to be a vessel to allow something greater than me to flow through it. But I'm human. I have feelings. I have situations that say this is wrong. I mean, I could have easily gotten mad at mom and walked out. Everybody would have understood me and supported me, but where would that have gotten? When do I go back? What's it like to go back? There's zero upside to that.
Yeah, for sure. I can feel that 100%. I really can. We're going to take a short break because I want to talk more about this, because it is so important. It's so important. And also too, I'm having another coughing fit like I did last week. So this is Thrive by Gen Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
High-frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit sourcelightintegrations.com.
Hey, welcome back. This is Thrive by Gen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm with my great friend, Dennis, and I apologize profusely if anyone heard me coughing. I started to get that crazy, you know, this is what happens when you go live. I don't want to waste any time, Dennis. I'd like, because you, I love our conversation where we left off with, you know, you talked about compassion and struggling. I mean, this is real, you know, I mean, and I think you, what is so important about the point you bring up about that sure, you have it together today, but there are days that you don't have it together, and there are days that you struggle, that we go through sadness, we go through frustration, we go through all those real emotions. One, I know that you've been key at not staying in it. You let it pass through you.
True.
Which is so important for our listeners to understand that you let those emotions, you don't hold on to it. You keep moving forward. But one of the ways that you do that is you and I had talked about the intentional, very purposeful acts of kindness that have helped you, that you do. Can you talk more about that to our listeners about what that means and what that looks like?
Sure. That's a tremendous tool. And that goes back to, what does my mom want? She wants connection. Okay. And I'd look at a lot of times people will say, you know, is there anything I can do to help when there's a crisis or a tragedy? Several years ago, a friend of mine, his mother died. I called him up and said, I'm bringing supper over to you. Mm. Made like 3 pounds of barbecue, bought some chips, made a simple dessert,
yeah.
Got a case of water. He gave me his garage code, brought it in, plugged in the crock pot and left. So when they came home, you know, I bought some paper towels, some napkins. And when you get that unexpected company, I mean, I bought him a big thing in toilet paper. It's just those things that, you know, you might be needed. And it's situations like that where I made a conscious decision to do a positive act of kindness.
So now let's talk about, you said a great word, you said connection. So, and let's talk about that a little bit, because I think that's important, because we have to understand that that's a need for us as a human being.
Correct.
Is connection.
Right.
And so it was intentional acts of kindness, because both of us have been impacted personally through, for both of us, it was a death that happened. Mm-hmm. And I know we're talking about your mom here,
being, she's still alive and she's awesome. But again, too, it's still connection. So it's still you taking care of her. Sometimes it's stressful, and receiving intentional acts of kindness as well as giving intentional acts of kindness.
Right.
So let's talk a little bit more about just really how important that is for us to be on that giving and receiving, because those are the moments like with your mom, you know, going through this on a day-to-day basis, when someone does something nice for you, it just feeds our soul.
Exactly. It's part of that stimulation. It's part of fulfilling her need of significance and importance. And my mom has challenges hearing, so it's hard for my, I have two brothers and five sisters. Many of them live out of town. It no longer works for them to call her on the phone. She just cannot hear them. I will even call them while I'm visiting with her, but now that's work for me, and we still try to have that conversation. It became too hard. So what I did, and this benefited me, this benefited mom, the benefits spilled over. I sent an email to all my siblings, my nieces and nephews, and anybody who would read it, and said, Mom still wants connection. Send her a letter, send her a postcard. My brother-in-law gets on a plane every Monday, comes home every Thursday. When you're in the Atlanta airport,
Yeah. Write
a postcard, tell her you're, you know, doesn't matter what that postcard says, doesn't matter what that letter says. And so now my mom gets a lot of mail every week. So now the out-of-towners are doing something that feels important to them.
Yeah.
They're connecting with mom. When I go visit mom, the first thing she wants to do is show me her mail. So then I can look at the postcard or the letter from my brother, Pat, or my sister, Denise, or Mary Jo, and then we can talk about their dog. We can talk about whatever that may be. So, so that level of independence now has expanded for my mom, because she couldn't communicate on the phone anymore, but she could still have contact with people that mattered to her. So it became less work for me.
Yeah.
It brought a level of fulfillment to my mom.
Yeah.
And it brought connection from the, what I like to call the out-of-towners, or people that didn't have the ability to visit with her on an ongoing basis.
And let's talk real life though. Let's talk real life for a minute, because when you go through that, right, you chose to lead with love. And that's an important point that I want to share with our listeners. You chose to lead with love. So you saw mom having a problem. You mm-hmm. also took into account that, look, I'm trying to help, but what I'm doing is not really, it's causing a lot more work for me. And that's right. Okay for you. That's 100% okay for you to be thought of in the situation. Would you agree with that? We need to let our listeners know that when they're the caregiver, it's important for them to be included in this, in the equation, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
But you chose that
level of responsibility that you want to take on. Yes.
But you chose to lead with love and look at this with compassion and say, okay, I know what mom needs. I know what I need. I need something a little bit more flexible. And then you could come up with a solution. So it makes me kind of, I always say like, we can figure things out, right? Things are figure outable. Like mm-hmm. we can, right? Especially when we lead with love. When we lead with love, we can figure it out. When we lead with that fear or that anger, you know, call it a million things, right? Mm-hmm. Resentment. It makes the issue so much bigger.
Right. So my mom can no longer hear. She can still read and still understand.
Yeah.
And still comprehend. So remember earlier when I talked about, okay, what is her level of independence? Okay. Mm-hmm. We still maintained it. We just came at it from a different angle. And remember, if you go back to my original list, you know, in our list, it was mom wanted connection. Okay.
Yes.
So I still met the need of connection, but how it was met 3 years ago and how it's met today is different.
That's awesome.
So it all goes back to those original things that we talked about, that what are her needs?
Yeah.
And what are her wants, and how can we fill them, because this is a dynamic circumstance. It's not static where things stay the same, because they don't. It's fluid. It can change dramatically.
for sure. And you know, I really love that list. And before we close out, I want to bring up that list again, because it's our guidance system, right? And I think I'm guilty of, it's just communication, right? It's right. Knowing where you're going. It's knowing mm-hmm. what you want. It's knowing what mom right. wants, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
And mom's room right now, she has stacks of things. She doesn't have a lot of room, but her room is exactly how she wants it, okay? It's yeah. not how I want it. It used to almost bother me, because when the out-of-towners would come and visit, it's like I didn't clean up when company came. Not that it's dirty or unkept. The nursing home is immaculate and they keep things clean. That's not what I'm referring to. But there are things that don't need to be in her room anymore, but they are. And that's yeah. what she wants. She has a closet full of clothes and she may wear three or four things. That's her choice. Remember I talked about her right yep. of choice? I would like to get rid of 80% of her clothes. But why? It's not bothering anybody. It's not costing anybody any money or any time. Yeah. They're just hanging in the closet. It's her room. That's what she wants. So I'm meeting one of her wants.
I asked you this question the other day, and it kind of just came into my head again, because again, it's just so special. This right of choice and this right of decision, this even applies to us today. This mm-hmm. isn't even just about caregiver recipient.
Right.
So share with me, how has that made you, being so respectful of that right of choice and right of decision, how has that helped you today in your relationships? Because it's about taking into account other people's perspectives.
Right. Growing up, for whatever reason, good, bad, right or wrong, my parents, who loved me very much, were very, very, very strict. And I'm looking back now, in 99% of the time, they took away my right of choice. It was like, you're going to wear this, you're going to do this, you're not going to do that. So I can look at and say, okay, I missed out on a lot of experiences that are true. That's true. Okay. But I decided that I was going to have that benefit me, realizing, because a lot of times we learn through mentorship. A lot of times we learn through contrast. Okay. I took this learning method of contrast and thought, how can I apply that? It, you know, what my parents did, you know, we can have another show about whether that was good or bad or right or wrong, and you know, all those types of things.
Yeah.
That's irrelevant. It's that, you know, they did the best they could with the tools that they had, trying to care for me and keep me safe. So realizing, okay, what does right of choice look like? What does that mean? You find that intersection that makes sense and that works for everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. And applying it today in every day. I mean, that's something that you can apply in your relationships every day today.
Right. Yeah. Right? Everything I've learned from this gift of caregiving spills over to all areas of my life, yeah. to my marriage,
yeah.
to my daughter, to the people I work with, to my fishing buddy. It spills over to all areas of your life.
Yeah, it sure does. It sure does. We're going to take a quick break before and then come back to our final segment. We're going to talk exit strategy. And also too, I do want to talk a little bit more about just how, you know, this has just made you, I mean, you were already an incredible human being, but this is added to, you know, to growing into even more of an incredible human being and applying everything that you've experienced with your mom to everyday life and even, right, going forward and doing things with greater compassion and greater love and greater understanding. So we'll take a short break. And then when we get back, we're gonna talk about that. So this is Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Awesome.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L, on the Tracy L Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life at 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nooshin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.
Welcome back to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. So I want to dive right in because we're going into our last segment, and I know we can always we can talk forever. So I just think that there's such an important point to cover. Let's just share with me more, Dennis, about your intentional acts of kindness and it building that compassion muscle.
Okay, I'll just give two examples. So going back to those initial lists, okay, my mom has always been a servant. I mean, she raised eight kids. She took care of my youngest sister, you know, her daughter, her whole life. So when I do like around holidays, things, or whether it's Christmas, Thanksgiving, Valentine's Day, I'll just go to the grocery store, buy some little boxes of candy so she can give out to her staff. It's a way for her to show thanks and things
that.
Like that. And they love it. And it makes her feel good because it's a way for her to still show that level of love and compassion in a thank you for other people.
Yeah.
So it's a very simple act, but it means a lot to her and it means a lot to the people that receive them.
I think it's so important that you have honored the feelings that we have, right? We have, these are all real, these are real emotions that we all have.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But my experience that I've seen, like with my own family, I almost took that away from them because I just was inexperienced at the process. And you have it. So I think that that's such a great gift that you're sharing with everybody, how to honor that for someone else.
Really comes down to awareness, just taking a look at it. It's like, what are things that matter to mom, you know, and how can we deliver that? So another example, my mom loves sunsets. Okay. She lives in a place where she can't see them. 2 years ago, for her birthday, I rented a van. It cost $40. They picked her up. We drove out to the country. And for her 94th birthday, we watched the sunset. And it was like, it was like one of the best gifts she ever received. It was so, it took an hour. It was her birthday gift and it cost $40. And if I were to bring it up now, she would still remember that. I mean, it was one of the probably the easiest and nicest gifts that I ever gave to somebody. But it's like, She likes sunsets. Okay. How can I deliver that? I can't drive her to the lake, but I can, you know, figure that out. So just simple things like that. What is it about the person you're caring for? What are some of those needs and desires, and how can you fulfill them in a way that doesn't necessarily cost a lot of money, doesn't take a lot of time, but can add significant value. So those are just three simple examples.
I love them. And share with me. So it's funny. It was not funny, but when you and I were talking, you said to me, I want to talk about exit strategy. And the first thing that I thought about was like, wow, I said, that's powerful, because he must mean, you know, death when it happens. So share with us, what do you mean by exit strategy when it comes to the Rock?
Okay. Well, we all know none of us are promised tomorrow. Okay. The average stay in a nursing home is under 3 years. My mom's been there almost five. Okay. Her health condition is still very good, but that can change in a moment. How can I have a conversation with her to find out what wishes she had? We had done some planning, and that can be a whole nother show, but I started asking her some specific questions about music and what food might want to be served and all those types of things. It came up like at a certain time. It wasn't like she'd been here 2 weeks and I pulled out the sheet of paper, but you know, the topic kind of came up.
Yeah.
And I was asking her about these things, and she said, that is up for you kids to decide. Okay. So I went home and I typed up an email of that conversation, sent it to all my siblings. So when something happens and they're wondering, you know, why didn't you look at this, or why didn't you decide that, we can go back. And mom said, it's up for you kids. She didn't say it's up for you, Dennis, or it's up for you, oldest brother, or it's up for you kids to decide. So I really don't care what my mom wears. Okay. I really don't, you know, that's going to be somebody else's decision. That's not mine anymore.
Right.
So just having that simple conversation. A few years ago, a friend asked me to help him. He was going to take this sales job for this company. He wanted some consulting on it. I said, what's your exit strategy? And he goes, well, that's a weird question. I haven't even been hired yet. And I said, well, here's one of three things are going to happen. The company is going to terminate you for non-performance. The sales manager is going to get you fired because you're making him look bad, or you're going to be making more money than the owner and they're going to fire you. One of those three things are going to happen. So what's your exit strategy? So we figured that out. And then we looked back at some of the other things. And guess what? One of those three things happened. So it wasn't a surprise. It wasn't a shock. He was already prepared. It was number three that happened. So he knew when he was making more money than the owner of the company, and the company was going to fire him, that's fine. Here's what I'm going to get for that.
Right.
So it's just about managing those expectations. It's still a crisis, but when you're going through that pain and that suffering and that grief, you want to be arguing about things that have maybe, you know, that are seem insignificant but are important at the time, or do you want to be sharing stories about mom and laughter and seeing people that you haven't seen? I mean, that's really what it's all about. So it's having those conversations when they come up, when the time is right. And I have two brothers and five sisters, so I have a lot of support to have those conversations. Yeah. A lot of caregivers might be by themselves, or they might only have one sibling. So you guys kind of have some of those ideas and some of those thoughts and discussions. And I'm not talking about the legal aspect or the financial aspect, but just more about that emotional component of that.
But so important, because that's where when we let emotion drive us,
correct,
and that's when you can get into those situations where, you know, there's some family arguments that go on, some misunderstandings that need to be right. And it's important. It really is important, because it just happens. It just, you know, it's a sad moment, and you know, we just don't always make the best decisions. And is that something that you know, it's something that you guys have written down, that you've talked about, you've written down, like you said, an email, but you've made it clear to everybody. You've brought everybody in. And if our listeners are dealing with siblings or other family members, you guys have written down the questions, mom's response.
Right.
And then later on, you can go back to that and say, like, look, this is, we're honoring mom. This is exactly what she wanted.
And that's what it's all about. It's not about what I want. It's not about what my siblings want. What did mom want? Okay. Yeah. Ask her that question while we still can. Find out that information.
Dennis, we have about 30 seconds. What's one thing that you'd love to leave with our listeners?
That you are significantly involved in this, but it's not about you. It's not about your emotions. It's not about your feelings. It's about the level of support that you provide for that person that you care for. Go back to that focus, go back to that mindset, and remember who it is all about. It's about your effort, but it's not about you.
So awesome. I love that so much. I cannot thank you enough for this conversation today, because it's really been, I know we talked about The Rock, but it is so much about real life, and you've given us so many things to think about and so many beautiful lessons. So thank you, my friend.
Thank you. Went by fast.
I know. It always goes by fast. And everybody have a fantastic week, and we'll be here next Monday for something very cool. Nancy Rines will be with me, who Nancy died and was brought back to life, and she's going to talk about her near-death experience. So we'll see you next week. Have a great week, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern, as Jen shares the action steps and real stories from people throughout the country that will ignite you to stand in confidence, love from within, and be unstoppable at fulfilling your dreams. For more information, podcast downloads, and to connect with Jen, visit jenniferzelop.com.